Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and our moderator, AJ.
What up, boys?
And our editor, D-Say.
What up?
Editor. I always feel like I botch that word. It might be my speech impediment. But, so, we had a bittersweet kind of ending there to the Super Bowl. Bitter because football's over, sweet because it was a good game, maybe not the end, but quick thoughts, the Rams went ahead and got it done, and real quick, I did guess the score was going to be 24-20 Rams on the last episode, so I'll give myself credit there, I was pretty close, but AJ, Tone, what do you guys think?
It was a fun Super Bowl. I was really excited for it, probably the most excited I've been in my adult life as far as the Super Bowl goes. So I was really excited. I was hoping the Bengals could have won. We took them +4.5. I took them +4.5 for life on the show, had them +10.5. Felt good about it. Worked out well for us. Unfortunately, it came to a pretty interesting ending.
Lackluster ending for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
It was, we were having a great time. Yeah. Even after halftime especially.
Yeah. It was a fun game. It was a pleasure to have everyone at the tavern. We had a nice Super Bowl party. Great game. If you're a fan of either team, I think you should be really happy with the season that you had. The only thing that sucked is the ending was pretty lackluster. I would definitely agree with that, but I locked in Tone's teaser, Bengals +4, over 42, I believe it was, and it was a no sweater. So, appreciate your tone on that one. Nate, I know you hit your picks. It was a pretty successful way to end the season as far as our sports picks went.
Yeah, it's been a tough postseason for myself. I've just been struggling all playoffs, but it was nice to hit the Rams total team under of 24.5, and I just took the under itself at 48.5, and I feel like it was kind of the story of the entire season. The game kind of ended with the Zebras out there. And you never want to see that. I saw a stat earlier, a couple hours ago, that holding went up by 200 more holds than last season. I guess there was like high 400 in hold calls last year. Almost 700 hold calls this year. So I feel like it was just the story of the league, and we kind of caught it and saw how it was going
to
end.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you guys to start, because there were so many different options, and Super Bowl MVP, you had Stafford, who, Tone, you took. You said it was kind of going to be like a life achievement kind of deal, which I'd agree with you on that. He had 3 tutties. He also had 2 interceptions. So I think you could probably say that's probably why he didn't get it. You had Cooper Kupp, who did get it. 2 tutties. I think he had 96 yards, a couple really big catches. But then you had Aaron Donald on the D-line, who just was pressuring the quarterback all day. He pretty much ended the game with that play at the end there.
2 sacks.
2 sacks. I took Von Miller. He did not come through like I expected him to. But you took Donald.
You took
Stafford. Dakota, you took Kupp. I think any of the 3 people could have been in contention for the award. Did you guys agree with Cooper Kupp? Did you have an argument on that?
I don't think you could have gone wrong with any of these guys, to be honest with you. I like the Cooper Kupp MVP, adds to the amazing season he's already had. Stafford started out real hot. They might not give it to him because of those interceptions kind of later on in the game. Recent memory bias, I guess, is what they say. Aaron Donald, like AJ was saying, was just a menace on the field. We were watching the parade today, and dude's got his shirt off, and that is unbelievable. But, no, yeah, D-C called it, Tone. What do you think?
I agree. It was a good game back and forth. Who knows what it would have been if it went to the Bengals. So the thing I was listening on Dan Patrick that kind of made me a little frustrated about the award. I didn't know this before. He's a past voter for the MVP, Dan Patrick, and he said that you have to have your vote in by the last 2 minutes of the game.
Oh,
and I just don't agree with that, because we saw what Aaron Donald did the last 2 minutes of the game, and wow, that definitely could change his case for it. And plus, yeah, I just think about the close games where it comes down to it. Like, how do you know who to call at that point? So I thought that was an interesting biased point of view about the how they give out the awards. So if you look at it before the last 2 minutes, sure, give it to Cooper because Matt threw a couple of interceptions.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I had no idea that was a thing. Wow.
You know, it kind of is a good transition point here. I know that we are all wrapped up on our what did he say is for the year, but Dakota did drop me with a pretty interesting bonus question, I guess you could call it.
Press the fucking button.
Yeah, go ahead and press the button.
What did he say?
What did he say? And we won't count this, but we're talking about Matt Stafford. He threw 3 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl. However, he did not win the MVP. Dakota, did you actually want to do the honors and ask the question yourself? You're on mic. No. Okay.
No, he's shaking his head.
All right, so I'll go ahead and do the honors then. we're speaking of that. The question is, who was the last quarterback to throw 3 touchdowns in the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, and also not win the MVP?
Wow. Fantastic. I don't know at all.
Are we answering right now?
Yeah, we can just...
Oh, Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, okay.
Ooh, I don't know if he got 3. throw 3 touchdowns, not get in. That's a good question. I'm going to say Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, okay.
Couple of Mannings.
Yeah, 2 Manning brothers. That's cool. It's neither one are correct.
Yeah, well, okay. Thanks.
Perfect.
I think I said Tom Brady just because, like, I'm
there's
just
so
like,
many of them.
Okay, he's been in a lot. I was thinking maybe he threw 3. I know Edelman got the MVP against the Falcons, but that
Russell
was incorrect.
Wilson?
Nope.
No?
Fuck. You want to try
it
more?
On us? No. Nope.
I could keep trying all day.
Brett Favre.
Never would have guessed.
Okay. Yeah, when it gets up.
3 touchdowns against the Patriots.
Oh, that was he's on NC or that NC game day. Desmond Howard.
Yep.
Thank you. That's it.
Yep. So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice question.
Yeah. So, we had a really good Super Bowl game. We also had a really good halftime show. What did everyone think about the halftime show?
Man.
You can tell our age just by the excitement that we get. I think that's how it was. If you're around our age or even a little bit older, you can really fuck with it. And it was cool. It was nice to see.
I think at one point, me and AJ's wife almost got into a dance battle. So that, I mean, that was a whole thing. I'm pretty sure that went on. So it was awesome. Maybe my favorite halftime show ever.
I am disappointed, though, because I took the prop, Will Snoop Dogg smoke on stage. He didn't smoke. Apparently, he smoked right before
right
he got
before,
on stage.
Yep. There's a video of it. And
which just, is a little frustrating because he was on the stage right when there. He smoked. It's just on the side of the stage.
Did he exhale on the stage?
It's kind of cheeky.
Maybe that's what it was. Ooh. Hate to see it. So, lost that one.
We did do some, I personally did some further review. We had a prop bet. It was over under 9 songs. And I know there was kind of some debate. It actually did come out to be 9 songs on the dot.
Oh, okay. No.
So it didn't really affect the prop bet sheet either okay. way. But it was a push for 9. I was really surprised that Eminem only had 1 song. I thought he would have had more. I kind of thought he was like the headliner.
Right.
But it kind of felt like Dre and Snoop were more so the headliners of the show.
Yeah, I was certainly surprised more of them didn't have more songs. I just felt like even Dre and Snoop were kind of quick. Mary J was quick. Mm-hmm. Kendrick had a couple, but it was interesting.
I don't think anybody maybe in the world would have complained if that halftime show would have ran a little longer than it should have. I would have taken an hour of it and not even realized that an hour went by.
Yeah. So we had probably, there's not a lot to compare it to, but that probably be the my most favorite halftime show. I'm sure we probably all agree with that.
Quick question, who would you guys like to see next year do the halftime show?
Ooh,
take your time,
man.
I mean, you don't.
I mean, I think
who
like
I want and who I think will actually do it are
well,
far different
who things. Who do you want? Who would you think would be really good and put on a really good halftime show performance?
I'd like to go ahead and take this one real quick because I think a Drizzy and Wayne
Ooh.
Halftime show would be fire, like some Carter 3. and some like early Drake.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No
yeah, ceilings? I mean that definitely would blow. Ooh, yes. Yeah.
No ceilings.
Oh ooh. Goodness.
That would be really cool. That'd probably be my pick personally.
Yeah.
Tone?
I mean, I was gonna say Nathaniel.
Ooh.
Just,
okay.
I feel like he put on a fantastic show. I already know our guy Colin would, but
yeah.
Oh my God. I'm touched. I know yep. I haven't made music in a while, but me.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I was thinking like Justin Bieber would put on a fantastic show.
Yeah.
I know that might be a stretch, but all his music is great. Lil Nas X is really coming to fruition here. He's got
okay.
some good music. I don't know.
That'd be an interesting halftime show.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. That, a little younger audience. For sure.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But, I mean, it's still the jam.
So, great game, great halftime show, and with the Super Bowl always comes commercials. Any commercials that really stood out to you guys? Any favorable or memorable commercials?
I think my favorite one was the LeBron commercial.
Okay.
So, just being from Akron, it was really cool to see like the juxtaposition that they placed with, you know, him being a youngin, him coming back as a man now, made you kind of think about some things, and I really appreciate it just because we're Akron boys. And I remember when LeBron was that age, and to see the man he's grown into, it was very cool. So that was my favorite one. It was a crypto commercial, which was kind of interesting.
And yeah, I don't think I watched that one live, but I ended up watching it the next day. Obviously, my favorite. I don't think I really remembered much of the commercials. I was watching them for sure, but they weren't really clicking, I guess. So the LeBron one definitely is a winner.
Okay. Now, this might have went over everyone's head. I don't know if anyone in the room, Dakota, I know you do. You did. I don't know if anyone else watched The Sopranos.
No.
Okay, so there was a Sopranos commercial in there, and it was awesome. It was by far my favorite commercial in there. But if you've never watched the show, it's kind of it's been done for a while now, so it could go over your head. But I thought that was pretty cool. Outside of that, the LeBron, for me, the Sopranos, not a lot of memorable commercials this year. It was felt a little lackluster.
I feel like commercials used to be such a huge part of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I feel like it's changing a little bit. It's not what it used to be.
I think that was maybe before the phone era, too, because usually when a commercial goes on, it's straight to the phone. But and especially in like a group setting like we were in, during the commercials, you're really kind of communicating and talking, eating, just doing a bunch of different things. You're more focused on the game still.
Well, I think another thing is, you know, before you didn't get to see the commercials on social media before they come out.
Right.
It was the first time seeing them. And you knew every single commercial was the first time you were seeing it,
mm-hmm.
which kind of had some appeal to it.
Sure.
That's gotten lost over the years. So now it's just, you just, like you said, you socialize and get food, do other things during the commercial breaks. So
I had one. I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Oh.
Okay.
And
nice.
There was a rumor that the Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer was going to come out. And Ewan McGregor plays Obi-Wan Kenobi. They had a commercial of just him, not Star Wars.
Okay.
He was just in a random-ass commercial. So
was that
everyone
it?
Was super excited, and it wasn't it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so they're just pulling everyone's leg a little bit. Okay, very
Ooh.
Cool. So, you know, with all the things that come with the Super Bowl halftime show, the commercials, the game itself, you know, the LCP went ahead and did the second annual Prop Bet Special Sheet. And just a little something to make the game more fun. I know that we're watching the national anthem, and the room's going crazy because she held out the last note.
She
wanted
to shut the hell up.
20 seconds, went over. We're going nuts over the coin toss. Just little things that make the game way more exciting than it already is. So the prop bet sheet was a success. Our guy Nate came in with a back-to-back.
Going back-to-back.
Nicely done. There was 23 props on there, I believe it was. You got 13 correct.
Yeah, I think I lost like the first five or six. I was looking down.
Yeah, and it was funny because I had like all my family there. My sister, my grandma, and my mom all came in second with 12 points each.
Oh.
So you snuck the one out.
Yeah.
Godspeed to our Bengals fans. You know, our guy Justin.
Prayers.
Unfortunately, he came in last place, and we decided after the show last week a punishment system that we had, and I came up with an idea, Nate came up with an idea. So basically, you have two options to choose from for whoever in our group came last. And I came up with the hot chip challenge.
The Pocky.
And Nate, you came up with a little something yourself.
Yeah, so I used to frequent a nice little hole-in-the-wall bar in our around our parts here. And I was going to plan a karaoke song for the loser, winner's choice on what he sings. I just thought it would be a fun time, maybe a nice little laugh, quick beer with the boys, and be on our way.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, our guy Justin came in last with 8 points, so it's going to be up to him to decide if he wants to come in the studio, do the hot chip challenge, or if he would like to venture out to the PL one night, and we can all watch him sing a karaoke song. Yeah, so Nate, you really said it best when we started this episode. The Super Bowl, it's a bittersweet time. You know, we all love football. We're a podcast that is football heavy, talk things outside of football, but we really enjoy our football, and you love the game, but you hate that it's over. So now that it is over, let's go ahead and, before we dive into this week's episode, let's really talk about the end of year recap, the season itself, Super Bowl champs, the LA Rams. Super Bowl MVP, Cooper Kupp. We talked great about season. That. MVP of the regular season was Aaron Rodgers. He ended up taking it. Did everyone agree with that? We have some complaints or some arguments?
I mean, it's either him or Tom, and someone had to win it, so I can't be too mad at it.
No, not at all. I mean, he was – that team was well-oiled, said that many times this year, and good for him.
I think the issue with MVP is they wait till the postseason to announce it, but it's a regular season award. I'd like to see them present the MVP as soon as the final game's over, because Aaron Rodgers chokes in the playoffs, and then it almost looks like he shouldn't have won the MVP, but he should have. I think it was the right pick. I just wish they didn't wait till the postseason to present it. Defense Player of the Year, TJ Watt.
Well deserved.
Everyone agree with that pretty much?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We had Offensive Rookie of the Year, Ja'Marr Chase, who also went to the Super Bowl. He was a big player on Christian Mingle. Everyone likes Ja'Marr Chase. Hard to argue that one, I'm sure. And lastly, we had Defense Rookie of the Year. This was probably the most obvious. We had Micah Parsons for the Dallas Cowboys.
Great year.
So. Yeah. Any players you thought sort of got snubbed this year, or anything that really surprised you or stood out to you this year as far as end of season awards go?
No, I'm sure. Even like Mac Jones, being a quarterback, being a rookie, led them to a fantastic season. I don't know. Micah Parsons, I love that. TJ Watt, he fought through a bunch of adversity, deserved that, set a record. Aaron Rodgers, I can't really complain about much of them.
Yeah, obviously I mentioned Tom Brady, maybe, but Rodgers had way less interceptions, maybe less pass yards and touchdowns. Obviously doesn't perform in the playoffs like AJ had mentioned. So I got no complaints. I think the committee did a really good job.
Yeah, we had Rams versus the Bengals. I don't think that's a matchup that we would have considered when we were doing our way too early AFC and NFC outlooks.
Nope.
But nonetheless, that's how it played out. Now, when you think about those two teams, Rams, Bengals, who do you think is more likely to be back in the Super Bowl again next season?
I think the Bengals. I mean, who knows how much this Rams team has left. If Sean McVay's coming back, how much longer Matt Stafford's playing. Matthew, I'm sorry. I know he doesn't like Matt. I know he's listening. But I don't know. So I know the Bengals have the fourth most cap space in the NFL right now. So they got plenty of money to spend on the offensive line, hopefully. A bunch of things they could do. So I think the Bengals.
I agree. I'd like to say the Bengals just because there's a lot of unknown about the Rams. And it's hard to, you know, repeat and duplicate. So I'll take the Bengals.
Trading away all your draft kit picks, it's got to do something eventually.
Yeah, it's
got to
catch up eventually.
Right.
And with the end of year, you know, we documented all of our picks that we provided over the course of the season. And I think they turned out really well. Nate, like I said, you went 2-0 last week for a Super Bowl week. Tone, you went 1-0. So let me just go ahead and run through the overall totals for the year. Nate went 80-62-2. It came out to 56.25%. plus 22 units on the season. So if you tailed Nate, you would be up 22 units on the year. Tone, 1-0 last week. You went 63, 47, and 4. That is a 57% win percentage on your bets. You are up plus 17 units for the year. So if you tailed Tone, also a very prosperous season. The luck it ends, 21, 15, and 1. That's sitting at 58% plus 8 units. Head-to-head, two of you guys went 5-5. So I think that's pretty good. I think that's kind of what you want when you have your head-to-head picks. And then lastly, the what did he say? LCP 12, DSA 11. So another very balanced competition in that fashion. So when you guys look back at this season overall, it was our second year, but it was our first year recording from start to finish as far as picks go. Anything that you guys felt like you learned over the course of the year or you picked up that you would kind of like to take into next football season?
Yeah, first off, I just want to say how proud I am of him and I. With the numbers that we put out, with the amount of bets we put out week in and week out, despite bad weeks that everyone's going to have, we bounce back in great ways. I'm just proud and happy that we've exceeded our goal for the most part. And I think I learned mostly that teasers are not your friend anymore, so I'm going to lay low on those for a while.
Yeah, tough year for teasers. I agree. It was a good year. We set out for a certain percentage, we reached it, and it's challenging to do that. We face a lot of adversity, and I'm proud of us for sure. I don't know. I think this year I did more research. I found points to back up my analysis for the show, which helped me be a better bettor. Sometimes I'd talk myself out of things and talk myself into things, and it seemed to work out pretty well. So I'm super proud of us, and we'll see what we do next year.
All right. So without getting too far ahead of ourselves, you know, 56%, 57%, luck it in, 58%. As far as speaking way too early, do you guys have any goals set for third season as far as percentage goes?
I mean, if I stay around that number, I mean, it's extremely hard to do to keep around there. If I can maybe get up to maybe 59, 60, that would be really great.
I agree. Yeah. If we get up to 59, 60 and just keep that consistency because that's what it takes year after year. And, you know, we've had that. That's why we started the podcast. This isn't the first year I've went 57%,
right.
You know, but now it's documented and no one can take that away from us. No one can say it didn't happen because we put it all out there every week and it was challenging some weeks, but we fought through it and it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, and all the episodes are still live. If you want to fact check us, go ahead and give us a listen. Greatly appreciated.
D-Say, you're our behind-the-scenes/trivia guy, and unfortunately you did fall on the what did he say by one point. Did you learn anything this year as far as trivia that you'd like to go into next season with?
We're smart as shit.
Yeah, I gotta come up with some better questions.
Okay. Come up with better questions, and you know, when we do our bowl pick'ems, don't come in last place for our bowl pick'ems. Our guys almost all the way through a tall boy Four Loko as his punishment. So he's hanging in there. He's going strong. So shout out to our guy.
Next year, we're going to eBay the 2008 version
yeah.
of the Four Loko
I like
for
that.
The punishment.
I like that. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's going to conclude the year. What a season it was for the NFL. What a season it was for the LCP. Big appreciation to everyone that was a part of the run. Coming on the show, listeners, guests, interviews, people who have tailed us, people who have reached out on social media or email. It's greatly appreciated. What I wanted to do is talk a little bit about, for one, the class of 2022, the Hall of Fame inductees. Get your guys' opinion on snubs who could make it in the future. And then lastly, to end our little episode today, I have a Hall of Fame fantasy draft planned out for the four of us. See who can come up with the best team. So let's start with the inductees this year because Dakota hit the group chat. He had kind of mentioned that this was a weak class.
Very underwhelming.
Then I did our Google Docs and put it together, and underwhelming is a very underwhelming word to use. This is an interesting class. So let me run it down for you guys from start to finish. We have Tony Baselli. He was an offensive tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was the first pick in Jacksonville Jaguars history when they became a new team. We have Leroy Butler. He's a safety from the Green Bay Packers. Dakota informed me that this is the man who invented the Lambeau Leap. So for whatever that's worth, pretty cool.
Okay.
We have Sam Mills, linebacker from the Saints. Dakota also filled me in. I believe he's top 10 in tackles in the NFL.
Well-deserved, then.
Yeah. We have Richard Seymour, defense tackle from the New England Patriots. Everyone knows him. He was part of the Patriots dynasty.
NFL Street.
We have Bryant Young, defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. Never heard of him. Cliff Branch, wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders. Never heard of him.
Not Dion.
We have Art McNally. He is the NFL supervisor of officials for 24 years.
Take that
for what you want. Yeah. And then lastly, Dick Vermeil. He was the head coach for the Eagles, Rams, and Chiefs. I have heard of him, obviously.
Gotta love Dick.
Gotta love Dick. So those are our Hall of Fame inductees this year. Anyone that stands out to you guys? Anyone that you like particularly?
Nope. I mean, Sam Mills, now that I heard that little factoid about him being top 10 in tackles, I'll give him that. But other than that, very underwhelming.
I feel like Richard Seymour was a bigger name that we can recognize.
Right.
So let me give you guys some of the Hall of Fame snubs, people who were eligible but did not get the call this year. I'll start off with the most interesting case. Devin Hester. He's a kick returner / punt returner. Do you believe that there's a place in the Hall of Fame for a player who's more of a specialist than just on the field every day?
There's just a couple ways to look at it. Obviously, this game is phased out in the NFL now with the touchbacks, the player safety, which I'm not complaining about. I understand with guys that size running 100 miles an hour at each other is not exactly safe. But there is a point where he was the X factor in the NFL. You don't kick it to this guy. That is the number one game plan going up against the Bears. So I think he does deserve it, but I kind of noticed about this list, it's kind of younger guys, so they're going to wait a little bit to put him in. I think there's an argument for all these guys to make it, honestly.
All right. So Devin Hester, like you said, he's the X factor. Will he get in? Will he not get in down the road? To be seen. It's tough to call. We had DeMarcus Ware, linebacker for the Cowboys for a long time. He played for Denver for a while, a couple years in there. Any thoughts on DeMarcus Ware?
Yeah, he's been a stud for quite some time in the league. Cowboys, just one of the greats, number 94 out there. I don't have much for him.
All right, and we had three stud wide receivers who were all eligible, all missed the call this year. We had Reggie Wayne, Indianapolis Colt great. We had Andre Johnson, Houston Texans great. And then we had Torrey Holt, who was one of the members of the Greatest Show on Turf, St. Louis Rams, one of Kurt Warner's favorite targets. So when you think of those three wide receivers, who would you personally say most out of those three deserve to get the call?
I think right now Torrey Holt. I forget what his numbers were. I'm pretty sure he's top 10 in receiving yards all time right now. Reggie Wayne, I think he's going to eventually make it. I think Andre Johnson has one of the nastiest haymakers in the league. So definitely shout out to him.
All right. And then lastly, we had Rondae Barber, who was a defensive back for the Giants. That's not true.
No,
that was
the Buccaneers. Yep.
His twin brother played for the Giants. Rondae Barber played for the Buccaneers. He was also eligible this year and did not get the call. Do you think he'll get in someday?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that one's a little tougher. Obviously, he was mainly known to be twins with Tiki Barber. Obviously, they both had stellar careers. We'll see.
All right. So those are our inductees / Hall of Fame snubs who did get the call, who did not get the call. Very underwhelming class, like you said. And there's a lot of names that didn't get the call that I do expect to get the call down the road. Tone, when we look at those snubs going back, is there anyone on that list that you particularly feel like more so than others should get the call? Or do you feel pretty good about it?
I don't know. I think it's tough for a few of them. Even someone like Andre Johnson, really tough. DeMarcus Ware. Devin Hester kind of, I know he was a special team specialist, but at that craft, you know, for what his job was, he excelled at it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough for a few of these guys, but I think most of these guys will end up getting in. So
okay. And D-Say, you are the LCP Hall of Fame expert. You worked some Hall of Fame events. We went to a Hall of Fame event together. When you look at this list of players who did make it, you look at the list of people who did not make it, any input on what we got here?
I think Devin Hester will definitely make it. He's the greatest special teams player of all time. And as far as the other guys, I would say DeMarcus for sure, Locke.
Okay. All right. Well, now that that's all said and done, what we're going to do is transfer over to our own personal LCP Hall of Fame fantasy draft. And the way this works, we have compiled a list of every player who's ever been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And we're going to go in order of our Super Bowl prop bet sheet. Nate, you came in first, so you get the first pick.
Okay.
Tone came in second, so he'll get the second, and so on. Me, then Dakota. And we're going to snake style, so Dakota will get the fourth pick, and he'll get the fifth pick.
All right, cool.
All right. Any position you can take first. You don't have to have an order, but we're going to do the same thing like we did with the Pro Bowl. So we're all going to have a 12-player team, six on offense. It's going to be quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and then a flex position. So you can pick another tight end, another receiver, or another running back, your choice. Then lastly, a tight end. Defense, six players on defense, two defensive linemen, two linebackers, two DBs. And then lastly, to round it out, we'll all pick a Hall of Fame head coach to coach our teams. And we'll kind of, maybe we'll throw a graphic together and we'll see who has the best team available.
Right on.
All right. So with that being said, I will hit the button and Nate will begin the draft.
I'll be on the clock. With the first pick in the first ever Hall of Fame LCP draft, I decided that the only thing that really wins championships is defense. With my first overall pick, I'm taking the greatest defensive player of all time, Lawrence Taylor, from the New York Giants.
Interesting. I do like your defense philosophy, but I'm going to go with the offensive player. So with the second pick, I'm going to take running back. A man amongst boys. Jim Brown.
Okay.
Give me Jim Brown.
Okay. All right. Wow. So the player that I expected to be taken is still available. I'm running to the podium. I'm taking Peyton Manning. Lock that in. He's going to just be the general of my team. I totally expected Peyton to go first, and I was locking in Lawrence Taylor with my pick. I'm going to go ahead and take my guy, Peyton Manning, for sure. So that will lead us to the last pick of the first round, our guy, D-Say.
All right. You know, that's crazy. Nate Dayton picked the best defense player available.
What? Oh, okay. I'm going to go.
I have to go because it's my favorite athlete of all time. AJ knows Walter Payton.
Oh, okay. What do you think? Champ Bailey's better?
Nope. But here it comes right here, probably.
Okay, yep.
That's not who I picked.
Oh, I was just preparing for it.
So you're just going to leave him on the board?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, actually, wow. Not Bruce Smith. Yeah, he is a Hokie, but you are right. I'm going defense. I'm going Derek Thomas.
Oh, nice. Wow.
The best defender of all time.
Wow. Okay. So I'm available. All right. So my strategy is completely out the window because I'm thrown off here. I have Peyton Manning, the best regular season quarterback of all time, the best statistician. What I need to do is get him some weapons.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is take the freakiest wide receiver of all time.
No!
I'm going Randy Moss.
Fuck you!
Oh, man. Damn.
That was
definitely
it.
Went to Randy.
That was it.
That's a tough one. I'll go defense. I'm going to give me a guy inside who is just a monster. Give me a Reggie White.
Ooh, nice.
The Minister of Defense.
Yeah, it's funny that Disa had mentioned who he thought was the best defensive player because defense wins championships, and I'm going to take the leading sack getter of all time and take Bruce Smith.
Okay. That's what – when I knew you were going to take Peyton first, I was going Lawrence Taylor, Bruce Smith, and that's what you did. So you
interesting.
Get – Peyton Manning's under extreme pressure on every time he gets the snap. I like it. But with that, you get the next pick. So who do you got?
Yeah, for my next pick, I figured I'm a go to the offensive side since AJ had taken my guy Randy Moss. I'm going to take the guy who leads the entire league in receiving yards and touchdowns, and that's Jerry Rice.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Damn. Okay.
This cool. is great.
Very cool. This. Man. I will go ahead and take another wide receiver.
Oof.
Give me Calvin Johnson.
Very nice.
All right. So there went my next pick, Calvin. I was thinking of teaming Randy and Calvin together. So what I'm going to do here is football has definitely changed since the 90s. It was run heavy back then. Now it's more so throwing the ball, and you want a running back that's going to be able to catch out of the backfield. This is someone who was amazing back then, who I feel would be even nastier today. The skill set that he had, and I'm just gonna really work on getting his hands together. I'm going Barry Sanders,
ooh,
running back.
Okay.
Oh wow,
like
you guys
that.
Are leaving the GOAT.
Okay. Damn, that was my next pick. So I'm stumped. Actually, I'm gonna go defense. Again, I'm gonna go Ed Reed on this one.
Ooh, nice. Okay, that's a good one. Nice little center fielder for you. And that gives you back-to-back picks for the snake.
Just take a quarterback.
No, I'm going to wait.
Me too.
I'm going to wait. All right. Next, I'm going to go another linebacker. I'm going to go Dick Butkus.
Oh,
damn it.
I love Dick.
You wanted him. Gotta love it.
Love Dick.
All right. I think that's going to go back to me. So what I need to do, I do need someone on defense probably, but I'm not going defense. We're going to stick to the offensive side of things. And I got Peyton Manning. I need to take full advantage of it. So I'm throwing it to Barry out of the backfield. I'm throwing it to Randy Moss down the field. I need a receiver that's going to go in the middle of the field, not be afraid to take contact, great hands, going Terrell Owens.
Awesome
nice.
Pick.
Yeah, good pick.
He's a... What is he, third in receiving touchdowns and receiving yards all time?
Yes, sir.
Great pick.
Alrighty. I will go another defensive guy. I'm going to go with the defensive lineman. Give me Deacon Jones.
Ooh.
Nice pick.
They say that if they were counting sacks back in the day, he would be the all-time sacks leader.
Yep.
Yeah, so that goes to me, and I'm going to go ahead and follow the safety suit, and I'm going to take Troy Polamalu.
Okay. Nice pick.
I think I have to take him now, and there's not very many options at this position, and he's sixth all-time in receiving yards, and that tight end, I'm taking Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, man.
A lot of scribbles out there.
Alrighty, with my next pick, I'm going to go ahead and take another defensive guy. I'll take Ray Lewis.
Give me him
at linebacker.
Nice. Fucker. Okay, I'm pretty excited that my guy is still here. Again, Peyton's just out here leading the nastiest offense ever, Randy and Terrell Owens. And Nate said it best, there's not a lot of guys at this position.
There you go.
So what I'm going to do is Peyton loved tight ends. So I'm going to give him the best tight end ever play the game. I'm going Shannon Sharp.
Hey.
Nice pick.
Oh, man, those tight ends are running dry.
Oh, man. I got to stick with defense. I'm going to go Michael Strahan on this one.
Ooh, nice.
And then checking out my defensive board.
Defense is looking nasty out here for Dakota. Offense, though, Walter's all by himself.
You know, Let me go Ronnie Lott.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right, so that's going to go back to me, I guess. I've been offense heavy, so let's stick to the offense side of things. We'll worry about defense later. I have a flex position open here. So one thing I'm noticing about my team, I have Barry Sanders at running back, but I kind of want to get him into open field. I want to throw it to him more. What I'm looking for is when I get down to the goal line, I want someone nasty. And I, you know, as far as running backs go, he might not be the first person that comes to your mind, but I'm going Jerome Bennis.
Interesting. Okay. So my running back is left on the board, and I don't have to take him till last. You guys, you didn't take the all-time leading rusher or touchdown getter.
All right.
Crazy.
With my next pick, I'm going to go defense again. If you have these two guys a linebacker, you're not doing anything. Give me Brian Urlacher. Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher.
That's nasty.
Yeah, sick. You just took them from me. So, actually, before anyone takes them, I'm going to go ahead and take a linebacker. I'm taking Ray Nitschke. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
But, and with my turnaround, I'm going to stay on the defensive side, and I'm going to take Mel Blount at cornerback.
Nice. Good pick. Good pick.
Okay. with my flex, I'm going to go ahead and take another running back. Give me Emmett Smith.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I shouldn't have said nothing. Dang nabbit. I didn't even think about flex anymore.
All right. So my offense is complete. I can solely just focus on defense from here on out. And I'm not too worried about everyone else's wide receivers. I feel like I got the best on my team. But that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pick the best defensive back. I'm going Champ Bailey.
Yeah, I was thinking Champ.
Nice.
I guess that leaves me with some offense. I'm going to go Michael Irving with this first pick.
Whew.
And second pick. What'd you guys leave me for tight ends? I know you.
Ooh, man.
You got Ditka.
Yeah. Ozzie Newsome?
I'm going to go Ozzie Newsome.
There you go. Okay, back to me. What I want to do is solidify the pass game going up against you guys. So I have Champ, and then I'm going to go ahead and take the person who inspired Champ. I'm going Daryl Green as my other defensive back.
Nice. Okay, very nice.
The fastest 40 ever in the NFL.
So I'm gonna take another defensive back. Just a guy that's a pure athlete. Give me Deion Sanders.
Ooh, nice pick. Yeah, so with my next pick, I can't leave any Vikings off this list. So with my next receiver, I'm going to take Chris Carter. 13th overall in receiving yards, 4th overall in receiving touchdowns all time. And that brings me to my back-to-back picks. And I know I need another defensive lineman. And I was thinking an Akron guy, Jason Taylor.
Fuck. But
that was my
pick
too.
Think now that I'm going to end up passing on him, I'm going to take John Randall instead.
Ah.
Okay. Very nice. With my next pick, I'm gonna go ahead and take
Jason Taylor.
I'll take another wide receiver just to complete my roster here, and I'll take Art Moore.
Okay. That's me then. And I am going to take Jason Taylor. He's from Akron. I'm not going to be able to say that for anybody else on the Hall of Fame list. I need a pass rusher, so I'm going to take a zip, Jason Taylor.
All right, so I need a wide receiver and a running back.
And a quarterback.
And a quarterback will come. That's a long list. So I'm going to take the best pass-catching running back ever, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's my flex.
Great pick.
And I'll just go wide receiver with the next pick. I'm going to go Marvin Harrison.
Nice.
Oh.
Very nice.
Nice. All right. So I need two linebackers and a defensive lineman. So what I have going on for me here, I have two lockdown corners. They're going to absolutely shut down all of your guys' passing attacks. I'm not really worried about your guys' passing. What I do need to worry about is run game. I need a defensive tackle who's going to shut down the run. I'm going Warren Sapp in the middle.
Great pick.
Very nice. I like to see that. I need a tight end, a quarterback, and a defensive, or you know, defensive back or cornerback. I think I'm going to go with a tight end. Give me Kellen Winslow.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so has Marcus Allen been taken? No. So for my running back, I'm going to take Marcus Allen. And then that turns me around. And for my flex, I'm also going to grab a running back in Eric Dickerson.
Okay. Very nice.
Thank you.
With my – I'm just going to take a DB. Give me Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Hard not to take him. He's just a solid player. And leave me with a quarterback.
Yeah, all of us. Oh, I get the last quarterback off. No.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
All right, so all I need is two linebackers to complete this team. And I'm looking at the list here. And this is tough. I feel like I don't have a lot of options here. I'm going to keep it recent, though. First, let me take Junior Seau.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Very nice.
I got to go defensive line. It's between the green guys. I'm going to go Mean Joe Green on this one.
Great pick. I can't believe you went so late.
Right. Me too.
And then to round out my team, got to go quarterback, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, next quarterback
Peyton Manning's
to go.
The only one gone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, give me Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Yeah, great pick. I did not expect him to be available that late in the draft. I might have waited if I would have known that. But that completes Dakota's team. That goes back to me, right?
Yep.
All right. Linebackers. And there's two guys that I'm looking at on this list that I really like. They're older players. Mike Singletary and Jack Lambert. Ooh. I feel like either one of those two guys is going to be great. But because I just hate the Steelers, I'm going to go Mike Singletary to complete my team.
Nice.
Okay. With my quarterback, I'm going to go Dan Marino.
Fuck.
Great pick.
All right, so that takes me between a couple guys here. I'm thinking.
See, I feel like this is the most interesting pick because I feel like those three are locks, and then the rest are.
I'm thinking like Steve Young, Joe Namath, Johnny Unitas. I mean, those are. I don't know, but with my pick, I'm gonna take Steve Young.
Okay.
I feel like in this day and age, he's...
Yeah, John Elway was available.
Yeah,
I'm okay with passing on John Elway.
All right, so that goes back to Nate, and you started the draft with the first player perfect. Available. Now you get the first head coach option.
Yeah, I've had this written down, the only name I had written down. The only coach to have an undefeated season. I'm going to take Don Shula.
Okay, nice.
Ooh. Very nice pick.
Thank you.
It's hard to take this guy because they have a trophy named after him. Give me Vince Lombardi.
Yep.
All right. Vince Lombardi. Nice. The person that I wanted, did not expect him to be here, but he is.
John Madden?
Just a fun guy that my extremely exciting offense is going to be pumped to play for, a defense that's going to go to battle for him. RIP, I'm going John Madden.
Nice. Very great.
Very nice.
Respect.
Well, damn. You guys picked the best three.
I think we did.
I guess Paul Brown.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice. Respect. I like that. Yeah, old school. Okay.
I thought that was a lot of fun. I can't wait to
really
kind of look back at all of our lineups. And like we were talking earlier, you can't really argue if our team sucks. Well because we're picking from the greats. So it'll be interesting. And everyone's opinion will kind of show out, and I don't know if I have the best team. I definitely had the best team written down before we started, but obviously things don't go to plan.
Sure. Always works that way. All right. So, yeah, we'll put a graphic together. We'll put it out there and see if we can get any votes on that. But it was a good way to kind of recap the Super Bowl. I know last week or next week we want to do a current NFL power rankings going into next year. And then that's probably going to end the football season for us as we start to move towards other sports that are out there. So that was fun.
Yeah, we got golf coming up. We got a lot of UFC events coming up that we're going to be talking about. D-Say, you pulled up a couple, right?
Yeah, UFC 272, we got Colby Covington versus Jorge Masvidal.
It's going to be a good one.
Pretty big card.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. All right, well, I think that's going to recap the episode and end us. Nate, you want to shut us down before we fall asleep?
Yeah, if you haven't yet, go ahead, check us out on all our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We haven't really been on TikTok lately. Maybe we'll take more advantage of that during the summer. We definitely got a lot of good plans as far as merch goes. Just a lot of future plans, a lot of good content coming up for you guys, booking a lot of good interviews. Just stay tuned with us. I know football season is coming to an end, but the Luck Changers aren't. So go ahead, follow us, shoot us a DM. We have an email, luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you have a question about a line, what a line is, what a spread is, what over-under means, anything, a question about a fantasy decision, we'll respond to you and we'll throw you on the show. So, we appreciate all the love, all the listens. Thank you if you're still holding on. For the Luck Changers Podcast, I'm Nate, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, editor D-Say. I messed that up again. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace of money.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.